As I think back to a choice to stay silent or to move forward, it's not always an easy decision to get involved, that is. And that's the problem with folks today. They stay silent, like a stray dog begging for food, hoping to be fed. I'm certainly no one's dog. We all can make a choice, but it's loaded, really. To make that choice, first you begin to do damage control before you even make a move. It's called fear. Fear from the unknown, fear from reprisal. But at what point does anyone say enough is enough? That tough new decision was decided on the 5th of November of 2024. So let me begin while I'm here. I've watched, like everyone else, grooming playing out in real time. I've watched a social contagion play out headed in a disastrous direction, brought on by the white liberal woman calling for the destruction of white America. All of America, really. A master class of the white liberal destroying America. After all, Malcolm X warned you first. But enough of that for now. I won't go too far back, as I'm not here to bore you. I have chosen to bring you this podcast for the right reasons. For us to have a frank and honest dialogue of those topics that we will cover. I only ask that you stay a while, hang out, listen, or you can climb back in your box, keep your blinders on, and remain, well, stupid to the reality of the issues of our nation. I didn't come here to coddle. I didn't come here to feed all the sugar and spice that some believe we run on. I'm going to hurt some feelings here, step on some toes. I'm even going to keep you up at night wondering what she will say next to send you to therapy. And wait, there's more. I have a partner, and she and I are going to make your head explode with rationality. For some of you listening, some have packed a bag and left the building. First smart decision you've made lately, I'm sure. Let me go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Chronicles, and I'm here to speak power to knowledge. You see, well, I'm a trans woman, like a real one. My partner Alice, well, Alice isn't. She's the real deal Holyfield. And I'm good with that, because she's good with me. Alice has also made a choice to be here with me in this rabbit hole we're going to take you down. Here's the shocker. Her and I decided to take you on a ride, a different one, bringing you middle-of-the-road common sense discussions. We know these talks need to happen because it is displacing our society. We know that minds have been poisoned and facts have gotten lost. Common core moral principles have become eroded. I know. For some, your skin is crawling. How can a discussion between a woman and myself happen that includes common sense? It's not really hard to understand. We're here because Alice doesn't like being called a cis woman. And well, I agree with her. She doesn't like being called a chest feeder, and I agree with her. White kids are being targeted with the mind virus called the trans agenda, and she's agreed with me. That is why I'm here. I know the truth. I know it's being done. I know it's pushing this destruction of the white male kid. All male kids, really. To be honest, I think it's any male at this point. So I'm here to bring about a chance and change to begin to help repair the damage that has been done, to tell you the truth, to help parents begin to understand, to being able to fight back. I'm here to dispel the myth that has been perpetrated on society. I've come here to out groomers, pedos, predators, and I suggest you listen before many continue to lose their children to occultist ideology, for good. There are so many things that we'll cover here, from our social issues to our in-depth stories that we are currently working on. I only ask that you stay a while, listen to a voice, one of conscience, with empathy for our society as a whole. I'm sure for some, you'll have questions about a lot of things, I suppose. So let me help those who are in desperate need of those answers. I know that some parents feel lost and trapped, like you have no one to talk to about these issues. I'm here to tell you do now. To all others out there, I give you my pledge I'll do my very best to answer all questions that you may have, respectfully, of course. I won't hide any longer. I won't stay quiet any longer, because our society needs that word of common sense to dispel the lies that have been peddled for the past decade or so. After all, this did start with a fake birth certificate from Hawaii. I'm just saying. I hope that as you listen, you take a moment to reflect and imagine a place where we used to be once upon a time, where we can be whole again and each individual person lives each individual life. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm in search of. How did we lose it? How did we get here? What do we do to go back? Maybe not so far back, because I believe some of the changes that have happened have been good. We have outed so many dangerous and scary ideas, motives, agendas. That's a big word today. But isn't it our duty as citizens of our great country to fix these issues? We can all live cohesively. I believe that. I do it every day. But then I'm normal. Whatever normal is in today's society, I guess we all have our different normals. But the destruction of family as a whole, that's a dangerous proposition. The destruction of kids' minds, that's a dangerous ideology. I'm not here to save the world, but I am here to try to make a difference. And I hope that all of you follow along with me. So stay tuned. Great episodes are coming. Fantastic discussions, deep, molded discussions that really put words to the issues. I don't care who else you listen to, but if you listen to me on this channel, you just might learn something. I'm Chronicles, and this is Media Labs.